Well, excited to be at 5-0. Good team win today. Start with the defense. I thought they were clearly the key to our victory. Just the big plays and the constant pressure. Obviously, the run game. Very impressed with Gurley, number 30 for the Rams. But the turnovers were huge in the game. And then definitely, you know, the closing one there with Quentin. So offensively, we're up and down. Didn't really, probably handle some things as much as you like, but a lot to learn from, a lot of good things. Got some things to clean up. Special teams was, I thought, had a good day. We had the points taken off the board there on an unfortunate call there by the official. So scrappy, a lot of adversity, up and down. But heck, it's great to have those kind of wins. And so 5-0 feels good.
Mike, what's your confidence level in the defense now, ever since Chicago has turned into some good performance?
Yeah, definitely. And we were challenged today. And, I think the biggest challenge was how long they were on the field. But the field position they gave us offensively was awesome. And, we're getting better. We're getting better. But let's be honest, we're playing a lot of people. We're banged up. We got big 7 days here ahead of us. We need to get some players healthy and get these San Diego Chargers coming in here. So this is a big 7 day week.
Well, offensively, maybe this is just a simplistic view, but without Jordy and the whole long ball thing, like we talked about this week, are teams' defenses kind of constricting things in the passing game as far as challenging the quick stuff and taking away the intermediate stuff?
I think it's a simplistic view. I agree with you. I'm trying to think of a simplistic answer.
I guess we're just wondering. We're just kind of wondering after you guys have been so good to start the season and years past, what's the difference?
You're talking plays or production? I mean,
production.
The type of plays or
production. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's you have certain plays you run against certain defenses, and I think offensively, some of the things. We weren't as effective as we'd like to have been today, but it's a long year. I thought the adversity, the plays that we needed to make on offense, we made them. But this game was an excellent team victory, but I think our defense was the key.
Mike, this change in description of our defense recently has become the star. Is that good? Is that good for a team soul to?
Well, what I think is good, and it's the vision. I would think every coach wants his team to play to one another. You want your offense to pick up when pick up for the rest of the team when it needs to and score as many points as possible, and you want the defense to shut them down and make plays. So the fact that you can win games in all three phases, that's the goal. Now, we're not there. I stood up here earlier in the week. We have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things. I'm more upset about 12 men on the field twice, once on defense and once on offense in the fourth quarter in the fifth game of the year. That's the kind of stuff you got to get the hell out of here. Get off, that there's no place for that. But, that's the stuff that we got to clean up. The communication wasn't as sharp as it needed to be, but in fairness to the operation, we had a lot of players go in and out of the game, and it just speaks volumes the way guys picked up for one another. And we're at that point now where, guys are jumping right in. You're not even have to make the substitution. So, there's just a lot of things that don't show up on your stat sheet that we can really benefit from as we move forward. So, but yes, our goal is for us to, be very, very good in all three phases. And when you have a day like today and the defense has to go out and do it, they jump right up and do it. And that's what happened.
Mike, how would you rate this defense compared to the other 9 years you've been coaching?
I don't know. I don't think that's really fair. We've played five games. I think there's some things we can definitely improve on. I think there's definitely some things we have improved on. Our communication is better. We're a year better. Our younger guys are growing up, and the young guys have had to play early that we probably didn't think we're going to play this early. Have done well. We have a chance to be a really good defense, but we're only five games into it.
Outside that one run, how do you think you did against Gurley?
I thought we came out strong. I think the fact, one thing about calling offensive plays, when you're able to, how many times you carry the ball? 30 times. It's the fact that you're able to give one player 30 touches. That tells you something else about the game. So, that tells the story more than anything. But I thought he did a heck of a job, and I thought we started really strong, and then, the second quarter, wasn't as, you know, they had the injury there at, was it right guard. And so there were some things that they did well, and he had the big run there. But, you know, it's 30 touches, I think, says a lot.
Was it surprising to you to see Aaron Rodgers turn the ball over so many times? Did you guys still come out on top of the
pick? Well, I mean, you know, Aaron is human. I mean, it's you know, I think you – just like any time you have a takeaway on defense and you have a giveaway on offense, you know, you break it down, you evaluate it, and you go through it, and you learn from it. So, I mean, you know, the unfortunate one on the fumble was the ball was snapped early, and we thought we were in a free play. You know, I think we thought we were in a potential free play mode, and you know, David gave up the edge and, you know, created the sack fumble. So, I mean, we benefited from free plays so many times this year, And that one kind of bit us.
Mike, now that home streak goes over, though, can you speak of just how remarkable that stretch was?
Oh, yeah, he still is. I mean, he's still a remarkable player. So, I mean, what happens today doesn't change that. But, yes, I think as you look back, I think history will be very kind and respectful, and we'll acknowledge that streak. I mean, that's a heck of a – I don't know if I've ever heard of anything like that.
Not sure if you got a chance to study Brian at all, but what did you think of Brian after just three games?
I thought he looked good in the locker room. That's all I'm really concerned about. He was happy jumping around, and, you know, it's not like getting a big old sweaty hug by a 320-pound offensive tackle. So I think he looks good.
Mike, how do you approach the bye week coming up after next week? Do you put the carrot out there for the guys to give them more days off with a win, or is that not coming?
No carrots. We got 7 days. We have to win this. We need to win this one. We've had a grind through the, you know, just the bumps and bruises part of it. So we get past. We'll talk about that, hopefully, in a good way. Just, you know, Sunday evening.
Two more, please.
Anything on TJ or Raji or Bronner?
I haven't been in the training room yet, so I really don't have any updates on him.
Okay. You put Walker in at first, and then you took him out, and he played the whole second half. I guess what'd you think of what Josh did?
I mean, it looked fine. I mean, you know, it didn't cause us to change anything that in the way we were calling it. So, you know, really, it'd be a better answer if you look at the video.